in the limelight.
In the aftermath of what has been called the Blue Planet Effect, companies vowed to cut packaging and the use of disposable cups, with people encouraged to refill and reuse to cut single-use plastic. The Welsh government wants to send zero waste to landfills by 2050, with 70% of waste being recycled. But when the coronavirus pandemic hit, some refill schemes were paused due to concerns about the spread of the virus, and community groups across Wales reported an increase in litter. Dr. Christian Dunn, head of the Plastic Research Centre of the Wales at Bangor University, said whilst plastic was an important tool in preventing the spread of the virus and saving lives, the pandemic marked a backstep in the fight against pollution. We're prepared for you an article written by staff writers of weforum.org under the heading Damage of Single-Use Plastic Usage During Pandemic Will Last Forever. Please stay with us for more. Environmental campaigners have said action is needed to limit the use of unnecessary single-use plastic during the coronavirus pandemic. During lockdown, many chains banned the use of reusable cups for safety reasons, whilst disposable face masks have been found dropped on beaches. Microplastics expert Dr. Christian Dunn said the damage of single-use plastic would last forever and government action was needed. The Welsh government said it was working to reduce environmental impact of plastics. In the aftermath of what has been called the Blue Planet Effect, companies vowed to cut packaging and the use of disposable cups, with people encouraged to refill and reuse to cut single-use plastic. The Welsh government wants to send zero waste to landfills by 2050, with 70% of waste being recycled. But when the coronavirus pandemic hit, some refill schemes were paused due to concerns about the spread of the virus, and community groups across Wales reported an increase in litter. Christian Dunn, head of the Plastic Research Centre of Wales at Bangor University, said whilst plastic was an important tool in preventing the spread of the coronavirus and saving lives, the pandemic marked a backstep in the fight against pollution. Dunn said whilst businesses struggled to keep afloat and people tried to stem the curve of the virus, some sadly had more to worry about than reusing cups. But he said the rise in litter, especially of single-use plastic, such as plastic bottles and single-use masks, would have a lasting impact. He said the hope for all of us involved is that this is a blip, and when things return to some sort of normality, things will settle down. Since 14th of September, the wearing of face coverings has been mandatory in indoor public places across Wales. The World Health Organization recommends people to use three-layer fabric face masks in communities unless they are vulnerable or high risk or in a medical setting. But disposable surgical face masks contain plastic and cannot be recycled, with Welsh Government guidance telling people to put them in their household bin. But Dr. Christian Dunn said while single-use personal protective equipment, PPE, was vital to help curb the spread of COVID-19 in medical environments, most people did not need to use them in their daily lives. Dunn said the Welsh Government needed to issue a clear public message or introduce a levy to stop throwaway face masks being cheaper for the general public than reusable ones. He said, whilst we need to be very conscious of the health implications, we cannot allow ourselves to be distracted. He added, COVID-19 will eventually go away, plastic waste won't. It's here forever. Claire Reed of the Marine Conservation Society said a lot of progress was made before the pandemic to reduce single-use plastic, and then it was as if it was all forgotten. Claire Reed said she found a discarded face mask on a beach in Rail, and the damage on the environment and wildlife was horrific. She said, "I like to see the best in people. They may be falling out of people's pockets, but if you drop a face mask today, it will remain in the environment for many, many years." In June 2019, Broadhaven and Littlehaven in Pembrokeshire were named plastic-free communities. But during the coronavirus pandemic, volunteers said the amount of single-use plastic they had seen discarded was heartbreaking. According to the British government report published in 2018, at least 2.5 billion coffee cups are thrown away each year in the United Kingdom. Whilst there is no official guidance barring the use of reusable cups, in March, at the start of the pandemic, many coffee chains banned the use of reusable cups due to safety reasons. In July, 119 experts from across the globe signed a statement concluding reusable containers pose no threat to the public during the coronavirus pandemic. The statement, organized by Greenpeace, claims there is no reason cups, bottles and jars cannot be used as long as they are thoroughly washed, but retailers should adopt contact-free systems for customers' reusable bags and cups. While some retail chains, including Starbucks, are now accepting them with systems for baristas not to touch the cups, many other independent chains are still only using disposable cups. The Food Service Packaging Association, FPA, said whilst there were strict hygiene rules in place in businesses, there was no guarantee a customer had washed their cup or bottle properly, and they could have been handled by many people. The executive director of the Food Service Packaging Association, Martin Kirsch, said businesses had spent a fortune on personal protective equipment to keep staff and customers safe, and many independents could not afford any more restrictions, expense or alternative systems to allow for reusable cup use. He said, "We don't want to take the independent fish and chip shop over the edge. We want them to survive, and they're really struggling to do this." Public Health Wales, in charge of handling the coronavirus pandemic, was unable to comment on the safety of reusable cups. The Welsh Government said it had encouraged people to use reusable washable face coverings wherever possible and had promoted the responsible disposal of face masks in campaigns. A spokeswoman for the Welsh Government said, "There has been an increase in single-use items during the coronavirus pandemic, and we're working with businesses to help reduce their environmental impact and to support recycled and reusable alternatives." She added, "We are committed to reducing unnecessary single-use plastics in Wales, and we are currently consulting on proposals to ban several commonly littered items."